We're in the middle of Reish Nun Gimel. So we started yesterday, Reish Nun Gimel Aleph, and the topic is Shehiyah, leaving a pot on the fire when Shabbos comes in, and there is some sort of Gzeira, there's a machlokes to what degree, but there is some sort of Gzeira called Shehiyah, not to leave a pot on a fire, open fire when Shabbos comes in. You shouldn't come to poke at the coals. So the background we did yesterday, the Shulchan Aruch brings out two opinions. It's a huge, huge sif, but Lemaisa, in terms of its practical ramifications, Shmir Shabbos Kilchos has four lines on the whole sif, because it's not... whatever. Okay, we'll see. So the Rif and the Rambam, the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch says you cannot leave anything on an open fire unless it's fully cooked, and the longer it stays on the fire, the worse it's going to get. And that way, we're not afraid you're going to poke at the coals, it's just going to make it worse. Rashi, Tosus, seconded the Yesh Omrim in the Mechaber, and we'll see the Ramah says that this is the Minhag HaOlam. As long as the food is already edible, it's Machal Ben Jasai, it's, let's say, half cooked, it's considered to be edible, so Chazal, we're not afraid that you're going to poke at the coals. Now, when Chazar are afraid you're going to poke at the coals, so there's two ways of preventing that. One's called Grufa, one's called Ketuma. Goruf v'Kotum. You do something to the coals to, let's say, minimize the heat, and or make a show that you're not interested in the coals, and therefore you won't come to poke at the coals. So either they would take the coals out of the oven, or they would cover the coals with a small layer, a thin layer of ashes, and that would lessen the heat, and that would show I'm not interested in the coals, and now I'm not going to come to poke at the fire. So let's start again from the beginning of Reish Nun Gimel Aleph. I'm going to jump around a little bit because that's the way I do things. Okay, Reish Nun Gimel Aleph, Kira. Now there's three types of ovens that we're going to learn about hopefully today. There's a kira, there's a kupach, and a tanur, in that order. The tanur is the most intense heat, the kira is the least intense heat, and the kupach is the beinoni heat. We're going to see that our ovens are considered to be kiras for different reasons we'll get to in a little bit. Fine. So Reish Nun Gimel Aleph, and this is built off of the first Mishnah, the first sugya in Perek Kira, Perek 3 of Gemara Shabbos. Kira Shiasuya Kikadera. So the Kira is a type of oven that's made like in the shape of a pot, sort of, whatever. It contains a pot. The Shovsin Alpia Kedera Lamala, there's a stove top. You can put the pot on top, like a stove top. The Eshba Makom, and inside it's a little bit larger, and therefore it's less hot than the other ovens, because if it's larger, the heat is can escape or move around, whatever. The Eshba Makom Shvisa Shteik, there's inside this room for two pots. So it depends how you heat it up, this Kira. If you heat it up in a way where there's no coals, so then there's basically nothing to talk about. There's no coals. You put in some flimsy straw that's just going to get consumed in seconds, and then it's not left with gichalim, with coals, so you're not going to poke the coals that are not there. But if it is heated up with gefes, shipsola shalzeisim, which is leftovers of olives, oh, be'etzim, or wood, so then the wood turns into coals, and then we're afraid you're going to poke at those coals. So therefore, also you may not put a dish Erev Shabbos on this Kira, stovetop, to leave it on there when Shabbos comes in, unless it's fully cooked to the point where the more it cooks, the worse it's going to taste. And that way there's absolutely no reason that you would poke at the coals, because you're just ruining your food. Mitzamek, he explains for us, Perush and the Brenzis, Holech v'chaser. It's getting either shriveling up or disintegrating, it's getting worse, for whatever reason. And if that's the case, then we're not worried. So Deleka Lemecha Shemichate, then we don't have to be afraid that you're going to come to poke at the coals. Okay, skip the next line. Aval. Skip the next line, we'll get back to it in a minute. Aval, in this basha, if it's a little bit cooked, but it's not fully cooked, Even if it's fully cooked, but it's the type of thing that the more it cooks, the better it tastes. So then we're afraid you're going to poke at the coals. Why? To make it taste better. To make it cook faster so it'll be ready for Friday night meal. And therefore, for also the hashoso ala, you may not leave that on the fire when Shabbos comes in. Unless, Elim King Goraf, unless you are Goraf. What's Goraf? Dainu, Shoti Menachal Gecholim. He took out, from here it sounds like all the Gecholim. It's not so posh, but okay. He tried to take out all the gecholim, let's say. Oh, katam. What's katam? The hainu. Shekisa hagecholim. He covered the coals, the efer, with ashes. Lema'et chumam, to lessen the heat. So the Machaber talks about lessening the heat. If you mamish take it all out, so then I guess the oven is so hot that it continues cooking even though you took out the coals. Later on, the Mishaburu is going to talk about even when you take out all the coals, there's still some stuff left in there. It's impossible to get every last piece of ember. You can't poke at the coals because there's nothing really left there. Okay, Mishmur says, if Kati Yigemo Shoti Mimenu Chutzakira, your mamish took it outside of the oven. There are those that disagree. But the Mishmur brings down here the Sharatin Oishidad, that Rov Post Gemol, your mamish taking the coals out of the oven. So even if the food's not fully cooked, it's okay because you have done something to the coals to lessen the heat and show that you're not interested in poking at those coals. You covered all of the coals. He doesn't have to cover it legamri, that you can't even tell there's fire there. He just has to put a thin layer of ashes on top of these coals. Now a lot of times what's going to happen is the fire is going to burst, the coals are going to burst through the afer and reignite. You're going to see the fire again. It's going to basically burn through these ashes. So it's a feel hover acha kachshari. Based on the Gemara says, even if you do this and then the coals, you can still, whatever, they get rid of the ashes somehow, however that works, it's still going to be mutter. Oda marshama feel you gecholim shalrosim shal. Okay, batam bekoza. I'm a line. Skip the line in your dali. Cave on the gila daito do boy gecholim. Since you've shown that you don't want the gecholim either by taking them out or by covering them, sagi, that's enough. The bavadu asirichduya. You're not going to come poke at the coals now since you took them out. Since you've shown that you don't want them. Okay, Deer Shoe, footnote 25 here, talks about our contemporary stoves are considered to be a Kira. And what we do now, the Chazanish doesn't like this, but most folks can do, and the Minig Olam is to have what we call a blech, which is a sheet of metal that covers the fire. You do not need to cover the knobs, the Ikar Adin. There's a chumrah, there's an inyan to cover the knobs because there's no coals to poke at. What could you do? You could raise the fire. So therefore there's an inyan to have a blast, something that covers the knobs. It's not crucial, it's not necessary, me'ikar din, according to most poskim. The Chazanish doesn't like the blech because it doesn't... Yeah, they bring it down a few times. I think it doesn't cool it off enough, or he has some different reasons he doesn't like the blech. But the poskim are me'ikar with a blech. In terms of a plata, most poskim assume that a plata, because you can't, assuming you can't make it higher or lower, it's just one chom, and it's not used to cook on, so therefore that has the status of something that's grufa uktuma. Whether you could put something Shabbos morning, you could put berekas on the plata from the refrigerator, we'll discuss at the end of the week. We're not there yet. But now we're talking about leaving something on the fire when Shabbos comes in. So to leave it on the plata, Rav Yoshev is machmir. He holds it's not good enough. It has din eish, and you have to cover it with a piece of foil. That's why you see some people foil, not only so the plata doesn't get dirty, but it's a halachic thing. But most folks can make that you don't need to cover the plata unless you don't want it to get dirty. And that has a status of grufa or ktuma, and we're not, because there's no knobs to play with. I don't know. They just okay. Now skip down another couple of pages. I'm sorry to do this to you guys. I just whatever. Okay, by me it's page 42. Reish Nun Gimel Aleph, the end of Aleph. If you see Beis, then you went too far. The page before Beis, second line says Reish Omrim. Okay, the first opinion of the Mechaber is the Rif in the Rambam, the Machmir opinion, that unless it's fully cooked and any additional cooking is going to ruin the food, or not ruin, but lessen the quality of the food or the size of the food, something like that, you cannot leave it on an open fire. Now we have a V'yesh Omrim. This is the Rashi and the Tosus. You have it?
Yeah.
You have it? V'yesh omrim shekoshin is basher k'machal ben jusai. There are those that say that as long as the food is cooked k'machal ben jusai, who's ben jusai? Perish shame adam she'ochal ma'achalo shon basher kol tzarko. They didn't want to say lashon hara that he was a criminal and he used to eat his food on the run and didn't let it. Yeah, and he didn't want to. He didn't have time for his food to fully cook. Oh, shinis basher kol tzarko in snag yafalo, or even if it's fully cooked, but the food's going to continue getting better as it cooks. Nonetheless, it doesn't matter. Motel lashos agabe kira haga, or afilo agabe tanur. Okay, so the yesh omrim holds as long as the food is kemachal ben jusai, there's no problem of shia leaving it on an open fire. Now, afilu husak begefes the eitzim. Even if the fire was lit with gefes ve'etzim, that does create coals, that feel in a grufa k'tuma, and even if it's not grufa k'tuma, it's still going to be mutter. V'lo huskir grufa k'tuma v'usar b'kash v'gava, and the heterim, when do you need gava for k'tum? When do we say it's more lenient, it's more meko when you have like little pieces of straw and no coals? That's elek shehitzilis bashel. That's when the food started cooking. But it didn't yet reach machab ben jusai, which is we'll see a third to a half cook. Okay, look at the Rama over here. Hagar, hold on. Hagar says the Rama, the no gulahaka kisvara achrona. The Rama says that the minig is to be make like a svara achrona. As long as the food is machab ben jusai, let's say it's half cooked, possibly even less than that. So a person does not need to have the fire covered. A person can leave the food on an open fire. Now, Lemaisa, we're going to learn at the end of the week, this is Shehiyah, leaving the food on when Shabbos comes in. There's something called Chazara. When I take something off the fire, I take off the cholent, can I put it back on the fire? So you can never, ever, ever put something back on an open fire on Shabbos. And therefore, for practical reasons, even if you can get around the Shehiyah problem, it's mutter to leave it on an open fire. I've never seen a Jewish home with an open fire, because you take that pot off, you can never put it back on. Also practically, you just have this fire going on Shabbos, and you can't do anything with it. There's nothing that you can really do with it the rest of Shabbos. You take the chont off, you can't put it back on. So it's not such a practical thing. Okay, look at Mishwas of Katan Lamed Zayin. The Yeshomim. This opinion, Rashi and Tosfos holds, since the food is edible, we don't have to be afraid you're going to poke at the coals. Since the food already is basically edible, why should he poke at the coals? For no reason. And therefore, it's mutter even if the coals are as is, the fire as is. So when do you need a blech? When do you need grufuk tuma? That's only when the food is not yet half cooked. Oh, which we'll learn about in Sif Beis, hopefully at the end of the week. Therefore, the Mexican Mavash made a grufa. There's a separate problem over there that it looks like cooking. Yeah. We just finished Lamed Zayin. Sorry, we stayed there. Lamed Ches, Kimacham, yeah, because this is meaning, we saw the first opinion, the Stam opinion of the Machab. This is the Esh Omer of the Machab, like it goes together. And then the Ramah is Machriya Nogulaka Kisvar Achron. Mishibura Sifkatan Lamed Ches, Kimacham Ben Jusai, Yesh Omer Chatzi Bisho, Yesh Omer Shlish Bisho. However, continues the Mishibura, the Shulchan Aruch, Lekaman Reish Nun Dalit Beis, Sasam Chatzi Bisho. There he says Chatzi Bisho. So the Stam opinion is Chatzi Bisho. However, B'makom Hadchak, Efshed the Yesh Lach, could be one, could be Mekel B'Shas Hadchak. And a very important Bir Alach over here. Look at Bir Alach, Adir Nasa, Vinogul Haka Kisvara Achrona. I am the Beis Yosef Sherech Harbe Be'elush Te'adeyas. Beis Yosef has a whole arichas on the two sheetas over here. The Hetik Divir Rosh Shekosim. He quotes the Rosh, and the Rosh, famous Rosh, the Rosh writes as follows. The Jews are addicted to Oneg Shabbos, the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. And therefore, they're not interested in listening to Chumras that are going to affect the Oneg Shabbos, the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. Okay, and therefore, says the Rosh, Hanach Leham, leave them alone, and let them be Mekel like Rashi. And Tosfos like to make the opinion. Ayin Sham. So says the Bir Halacha, Mashma Mizeh, sounds like from the Rosh, Dirak Mishum Zeh, Lo Rotze Limchos, that really, he doesn't love the Shita, he really sounds like he prefers the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam and the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. In addition, the Shulchan Aruch himself, V'chein Beis Yosef Gupa, Mimash Yedik Deh Rishon, B'Stam V'Deh Rishon, V'Shem Yesh Omer, Mashah Gankin Dai Tzul Ha'achmir. When the Shulchan Aruch has a Stam and a Yesh Omrim, so generally his Iker opinion is the Stam. Stam and then Yesh Omrim. The Iker opinion is the first opinion. And the first opinion is the Machmir opinion. So we have a Rush, which sounds like he doesn't like the Maker opinion. The Machaber himself is noted towards the Machmir opinion. The Ramah tells us the Nogul HaKel. The Bir Halacha says, "Ach mikomakom ein banu koach limchos b'mekilim." One cannot protest against those who want to be mekil over here. Shekvar nagua am keish omrim. The Jews have already took upon themselves the kula of the Eish Omrim. Nukamosh shekasav Ramah, like the Ramah writes. Now, Dear Shu, footnote 55, say that minig hasfardim is also to be mekil like the Ramah, Kafachayim and Rabbi Tzion Abishov. The Al Kane, therefore, the Fiza, the Chatchila, Bavade Tov, the Zayshe, Mavusha, Kotako, Kodem Hashecha. Ulasako, Mine A. So now the Bir Halacha was like this. Really, the Chatchila, if you ask me, the best thing to do is really to be Machmer for the first opinion. If you want to be Machmer for the first opinion, it means your food has to be fully cooked for Shabbos. Not only that, is if it's going to get better when time goes on, so that's also no good. So you have to take it off the fire. That's the best thing to do. But if it doesn't work out, he says it's not such a big deal. Now, Dirish brings down the Chazanish. The Chazanish disagrees with this Bir Halacha. He says, no, there's no problem. The minig is to be Mekel, and one can be Mekel, and you don't have to feel guilty about being Mekel, and it's fine. Now, Lamaisa, the regular Jewish homes, that's where we have a plata, or we have a blech, you're leaving the cholent on. The cholent, let's say, whether it's fully cooked or not, doesn't really matter, because even the Machmir opinion just says, what do you have to do? Cover the fire, grufa k'tuma. So, leaving out the chumra, the chazanish, if you assume that a plata and a blech is considered grufa k'tuma, which we do, so then you're fine, you're covered according to even the Machmir opinion over here. Just if you want to leave it on an open fire, that's very problematic, and again, it's not so practical anyway. Okay, so the Ramah says minig to be mekel. The Bir Halacha still prefers the Chumrah opinion. Chazanish says no reason. Now, there's a separate. Okay, in here, part of what we just skipped, the Gemara in Shabbos Yud Ches talks about the Gzeira Shem Yechati B'Gecholim. Right? We're talking about, you might come to poke at the coast. So the Gemara over there at the end of the first parak, with what we were learning about the Reish and Bein, says like this. Let's say you have a raw, you take the cholent, it's raw. You just made it, and you put it up right before Shkia. So that's going to be mutter, says the Gemara. Why? Because, now, I'm reading you the Gemara. because it's for sure not going to be ready for the night meal. You just put it up right before Shkia. And therefore, when you put it up, you have a Hesach Hadas. You're not thinking about this Sholin. You have no intentions of eating it Friday night anyway. And by tomorrow, by the time you get out of Shul, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, the food will be ready anyway, and there's no reason to poke at the coals. I'm not going to poke tonight. It won't be ready tonight anyway. Not going to poke tomorrow. By tomorrow, it'll be fully cooked. And therefore, the Gemara says that is mutter. Not only is what? Raw. Fully raw. Meaning, if it already started cooking, maybe you want it for tonight, you might come to poke at the coals. But if it's totally raw, put it up right before Shabbos, that's going to be fine.
Maybe the teenage boys will poke at it.
Okay. Maybe. Hold on. So, then the Gemara goes on to say, even if it's not like that, but if you just take one raw piece of meat and throw it into the pot right before Shabbos, that's also good enough, because that shows that you're not interested in the food for tonight. Right, so partly because of what Shavuot said, but not really. The post can be down Lamaisa that this is not a practical heter bizman hazeh. Now, how ovens work, though, I don't know. I don't know if you make the cholent in the house? In 3 hours, is the cholent cooked?
For sure.
For sure, okay. So nowadays, by Shkia.
It depends if you use dried beans or not.
Okay. So, here in Beis Moshe, usually you will not start your Suda. You will not start the Suda for at least an hour and a half after Shkia. At least an hour and a half after Shkia. And then you start with the Shalom Aleichem, and Kiddush, and the chicken soup, and the gefilte fish. And by the time you get to the main course slaps out, you already have 3, maybe even 4 hours before you hit the dessert. And the food during that time can be ready. So this concept of, put up right before Shabbos, and it won't be ready anyway, bizmaneinu, for whatever reason, is not true. It will be ready, and therefore, this heter, the post can bring down, is not so practical. The heter of Kder Chaisa, of putting up a rochon right before Shabbos, because anyway, it won't be ready by the Friday night meal. It's not true. It will be ready by the Friday night meal. Because 3-4 hours, the cholent will be ready.
That day wasn't like that?
Right, so they say in those days, obviously, things were different. I don't know. How it was different those days? They say it was different. How it was different, I don't know. Yeah.
I heard if you make a chicken cholent, there's two different facts.
Yeah, okay, we're not there yet. That's hopefully at the end of the week. Okay, so anyway, you say, yeah, this heter called Kder Chaisa, if it's totally raw. This is a Shaila, does it go by Shkia, does it go by when you're Makabel Shabbos? Okay, they generally say Shkia, not when you're Makabel Shabbos, but even Shkia, which is much later than you're Makabel Shabbos, you have to Makabel Shabbos before Shkia, but it's still very shaykh that food will be ready for the Friday night meal, especially when you have yeshiva boys who are going to come home from Steigen Friday night, 12 o'clock at night, and raid the children. So for sure, it's shaykh. So the whole heter is very, very shvach, and the post can say not really relevant. Where it may be relevant is by a slow cooker like a crock pot. Now, I'm not an expert crock pot. Even if you put the crock pot on high, is it true that a crock pot on high? Okay, crock pot has a hatmana problem, hatmana discussion, which we'll get into in the coming days/weeks. But if you use a crock pot, you know, if it's on high, it will be ready in 3-4 hours? Okay, I don't know. What? Even on high? Because there's high and low. The whole point is so if I consider it on high, it's going to be done within 3-4 hours, so then I'd like to have the problem and the gzera. It boils, therefore why? So it should go quickly. It should go like a regular... Okay, so now we're going to read through where the Mishnah brings us down. Okay, back to the first page. First page, okay, we finished first page. Second page. So we said if it's in the special called Tzarko and it's Mitzamek Viralo, we're not afraid you're going to poke at the coals. Top line. Oh. Top line? Page 40? Second. So one way of leaving something on open fire is it's going to get worse as it cooks, so you're not going to poke at the coals. O shulchai, or it's raw. Shulchai is basha klal. It hasn't been cooked at all. The cave in shulchai, since it's totally raw, masiyach daitim imen ad lemacha. You're not going to think about it tonight because it's not shaykh for it to be ready tonight. Again, which nowadays is not shaykh, and therefore the post can say the hetzer is not really relevant. Uvachol halayla yachol is basha blochitur. The whole night it's going to cook by tomorrow morning for sure. It's going to be ready, and you won't come to poke at the coals. In this special class, in this special called Tzoko, this is what we did already. In this special called Tzoko, we offer the first opinion holds. As long as it's going to get better, we're afraid you're going to poke at the coals. The also, unless you do grufuk tuma. Okay, we did that. Now, by the period, it's like halfway down on the page in the Mechaber over there. If you throw in one piece of raw meat, that will mat to the whole pot, according to this heter, which we said nowadays is not so shach. It's as if the whole chulent is raw. Because by throwing in that one piece of raw meat, you're showing that you have a hesach hadas, and you're not interested in that food till tomorrow. Again, because in those days it wouldn't be ready till tomorrow. Rafil ain't a grufuk tuma, it's going to be mutter. Oh, so here's his mutter. Now there's different ways of cooking in their old their ovens from 500 to 2,000 years ago. So mutter lismoch la kedera besamach utzla. They used to have something called samach to the oven, which is close enough to get hot but not mamish on the oven. Nowadays, I don't think we have such a thing.
Maybe it's the further part away from the fire on the blast.
Okay, we'll get to that. Okay, maybe. Because kash and gava don't create coals. If there's no coals, there's no coals to poke it. Hagad, no, it says Rama. Let's say you have a twin oven. They're Siamese twins, one next to the other. V'dofen shecheres b'neim, separated by a cheres wall. Ha'achat shgufuk tuma. One of them is grufuk tuma. The second one is not grufuk tuma. Mutter lashos ala grufa uktuma. So the fact that the non-grufuk tuma one is mashpia and gives over heat to the other, the grufuk tuma one, is okay. Does not affect the halachic status of this one, which is grufuk tuma, and therefore it will be mutter. Even though there's heat going from this one to that one, it's going to be okay. Okay, so that the Shulchan Aruch discussed the Kira, and again, our ovens have the status of a Kira. Now it gets into the Tanur, which is even hotter. The Tanur, even if it's heated up with this flimsy straw stuff, which does not create coals, it's still going to be ulcer. Even to put close to this oven, even if it's Gar for Katum. Why, even if it's Gar for Katum? There's nothing there. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah over here talks about. That it's impossible to get out every last coal. Hagah kozman sheyad tzeledes ba. As long as the oven is still yad tzeledes ba, has the status of an oven, and you didn't get out every last coal, and therefore by the tanur, which is more chomer than the kira, it's going to be also even if it's gar for katum. The kol shekin shasal ashes besocha o al gabo. So if you can't do it samuch, you for sure can't do on top, and in kavach chomer you can't do inside. And then the next type of oven, the kupach shumako. So it's in between. So then it depends how you heat it up, this oven. You're not davening for the oven. Okay, we'll pick that from over tomorrow.